家好，大家平安。Okay, hopefully I'll get through this without crying. So, 上次上来见证就是讲说我要去芝加哥了，然后所以现在只是，然后谢谢大家的带导跟大家的祝福，然后特别是上一次的那个欢送会，然后很对不起，因为好像欢送会完了我还在，好像一直走不了。可是经过这几个星期的时间，真的是感觉到我们真的是一个大家庭，然后就是当中有几个观察，我观察到几点，就是在大家庭里面大大小小，不管有时候你觉得说没有人关心你的时候，其实是有很多人在关心你，只是我们都是怎么讲，都是亚洲人，比较不会表达这种情绪感情可是我真的是鼓励大家，因为怎么讲，你们给我的鼓励真的是很谢谢。在那个欢送会上面，有些人形容的那个人，我讲我真的是不认识那个人是谁，好像形容的那个人不是我，我所做的东西没有这么好，但真的是谢谢大家，是用一个很用英文讲 you saw me through the lens of grace， so 就是不很多包容，很多恩待。我也真的是提醒我说在就是希伯来书里面，每次我要有时候比较丧气的时候，这句话常常提醒我，你们不可停止聚会，好像那一些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更应当如此。所以在我听到不同的劝勉跟那个鼓励的时候，有时候想到说我们当中不要等到说一个人要走了才听到这一些，所以彼此在家中我觉得说都要互相鼓励，不要说等到人要走的时候，虽然我真的是很谢谢，至少要走了有听到。所以就是这样讲，然后就讲到说我是已经找到谢谢大家的祷告，我已经找到那个 apartment 要住，所以是大概是九月底搬，可是因为有去参加 Lucy 的婚礼，所以应该是下个礼拜天是我最后一次在这边聚会。然后可是我还会回来，因为我的家还在这边还没有卖，所以你们会一直看到我，不要这样讲说欢送会了结果一直看到他所以可能还有好几次会回来，所以谢谢大家。
Good morning everyone, and I'm very happy to be back, and just like I'm trying not to cry when Jerry started, but every year coming back it's just so wonderful because everyone's like family here. You can't hear me?And everyone's always so warm and welcoming, and really, like, this is where I grew up, and this is home, this is family. But thank you so much for all your love and support all these years. And can I have a tissue first? But I'm really happy to be home. And so this year has been an amazing year.And like all years, we're working with lots of kids, lots of naughty kids, and we love them all. But as I think we shared last year, we were able to get our Taiwanese citizenship. And so we didn't have to keep working at the cram school to get our working visa. So this last year was a year that was very open for me. I had no idea what it's going to look like, but just very anticipated a lot of what, you know, maybe...God could do many different things this year. And even last spring, as I knew I would be quitting my cram school job and I didn't really have another job, I was just like, God, is this am I supposed to quit? Am I supposed to be more responsible and stick with a job? I didn't really know. But I know that last spring God gave me a lot of promises saying, I will provide for you, I will provide the opportunities for you, I'll provide the people to come and serve with you, and you don't have to worry about any of it. And I think especially financially, I worried about it a lot. And then often Davina and I... Oops. Okay.
Unless you want to speak in Chinese, 后边有英文翻译.
后边不能有中文翻译.
Well, because there's no
message. Oh, okay, okay. I lost my train of thought. So, just I knew that God promised that this year would be a year that He provides for everything.
相信, 神, 在今年, 祂会给我们一切的供应.
Which was last year.
就是去年了.
And so I went back to Taiwan in the fall with no job and no prospectives.
So 我回到台湾是没有工作，也不晓得前面是怎么走。
But just everything always happens in God's timing, in the perfect timing.
但每一件事情神都有他一定的时间发生。
And so one of my former bosses, she came and asked me, "We're short one teacher. Do you want to come back and work for 3 months?"
我以前的一个教书的老板，他就跟我说，我们少了一个老师，可不可以来教三个月的时间？
And through praying about it, I felt like this is the perfect opportunity as I was looking ahead.
我在看这个是最好的机会，当我在要考虑怎么前面怎么走的时候。
And so I gained so much from that those 3 months.
我在那三个月真是学了很多。
My boss, she was like a mentor to me, and she also had gone through a period where she was unsure about her future.
我的老板就是帮助了我很多，因为他自己也不晓得他将来要怎么样。
And I had a big fight with Davina, but she also has a sister and helped us work through it.
我跟Davina也有一个正职的时间，但是他也有这样子的老师。
And it's also time that I could save up a little bit of money working there.
然后我也可以存了一些钱。
And also I made many connections, which actually was where I taught the next semester.
在那边我也认识了很多其他的人, 那以后我就可以在另外的地方教。
And so even though I had to wait for God's timing and spend all of Chinese New Year wondering what was going to happen the spring semester.
我一直后来在想，在过农历年以后要怎么办。
But God was faithful, and after Chinese New Year, everything just came out, and I didn't even have enough time to go all the places I wanted.
神真是很信使，过了农历年就很多事情就发生了，我都没有时间去每一件可以去应付。
So the reason why I quit the cram school job was so that all the things that we had done on the side, in the evenings, on the weekends as ministry, I could do every day.
我在那个没有在那边继续全时间教，是因为这样。 我就可以用白天的时间去探访我们以前只有晚上可以做的事情。
And even though doing this, there's not a lot of money in it, and some days I was like, wow, I can't believe this is how little I make.
虽然在那边教是没有什么供应，没有那个酬报，但是我就发觉这么少的钱也可以过活。
God was always faithful in bringing me extra jobs, or there's a couple of times someone asked me how much I would charge for like a tutoring session, and I didn't want to overcharge, so I gave them a very small number.
但是神真的是很有信实的，有时候人家问我你要教这个你要那个工资是多少，我就给他们很少，因为我不想很小的数字，因为我不想要他们付太多。
And I remember crying out to God saying, God, I'm terrible at this money thing. Why couldn't I have just asked for a little more? Because they're like, it's so little, that's all you charge?
Yeah, 我就打到神，有时候我真的不晓得怎么样应付这些事情，我应该其实是要求更高的工资。
But then they actually came back to me and said, oh, we'll pay you more for that.
但是他们就是很信实，就是也是会来给我付给我更多的工资。
Because these are Asian people and they always like to save money, right?
Yeah, 因为这是东方人，通常他们是越省越多越好。
And so no matter how little or how much I made, God always provided for more than I needed.
不管是我可以赚多或赚少, 神都供应给我们。
And so spring semester, we worked at 3 boys' homes, 2 children's homes, and 2 villages.
这个学期我们就探访3个男孩子的学校, 然后有2个乡村, 然后还有两个,
2 children's homes.
两个小孩子的学校。
And our, we had three main goals in every place we went.
去每个地方都有三个目的。
The first is always to share the gospel and to disciple them through and grow.
第一就是可以 跟他们分享福音, 然后带领他们可以继续成长。
The second goal is, with many of the kids, it's a really big issue, but to teach them to learn to respect people.
第二个目的就是因为有一些孩子生得很顽皮, 我要教导他们怎么去 尊敬别人。
For many of the kids, they learn to follow the rules because they don't want to be punished.
有很多小孩子是只希望 照着规矩做, 因为他们不要受责罚。
But for them to learn that when they have relationships with people, when they learn to respect them, that's how they maintain the relationship.
但是要真的他们学到你尊敬别人才可以有跟别人有关系。
Not because they're the rules, but because this is what they want for their lives.
不是只是一个规条, 是他们自己要晓得这样做才是对的。
And the last one with some of the older kids we work with, for them to learn to be committed and stick with whether jobs or lessons or programs, and also to have a longer term vision for their life.
第三个就是比较大的孩子, 希望他们可以在做一件事情可以 有毅力做下去, 然后有一个比较长的一个 承诺。
And this is actually something that Jerry shared with me when I came back, and I felt it's really true about God's ways.
然后这个我要想分享是 Jerry, 我回来以后 Jerry所跟我分享的。
There's actually an orphanage that I shared about last year when I looked at the PowerPoint, and it's a door that I knocked on a lot, and I took a lot of initiative, and nothing ever came of it.
这是我去年回来的时候有分享，有一个孤儿院， 我一直在想叩门进去那边， 但是一直没有开门。
But instead of like trying to keep going on the plans I wanted, when it's, Jerry was saying, when it's the door God opens, everything just flows through and it comes very smoothly.
虽然我那个门没有开， 但是好像Jerry所说的， 当门一开的话， 一切就很顺利就可以继续走。
So this semester I saw God open a lot of doors in his way.
所以这个学期我就看到神开了很多的门。
Okay, these are our teachers that, and co-workers we work with, and these are some of the kids we work with. Can I have the thing?
Yeah, right, right there.
Alright, so the first home is Hitola Boys Home. I think we shared about them many times.
这个是信万爱的那个学校，我们已经分享很多。
And so I won't talk too much about them this time, but they're the place we've been at the longest and have the most relationships, and I feel like we're able to speak a lot of truth into their lives, whether they're Christians or not, and help them to grow.
所以我不会分享太多, 就是我们尽量是可以把真理告诉他们, 让他们继续成长。
And the second place, I could only get one picture today.
第二个地方只有一个图片。
We've also taught English class there for a few years.
在那边也教英文教了好几年。
But this year they have a little branch up, where there's just an 阿姨 and four little kids.
他们现在有一个分开的地方是有一个阿姨跟四个小孩。
And we weren't working there, but there's this one boy who used to be in our English class.
我们没有在那边工作, 但是有一个孩子, 他在我们的英文课里边。
And he was really difficult. Like he would try to read his comic books and he would say no to everything we asked him to do.
非常难, 他们虽然可以看那个书, 他什么都说不。
And so we thought maybe we just should not have him in our class. He doesn't really want to be here anyway.
所以我们在想, 他可能不应该在我们的课室, 因为他也不想在那边。
But one day it's near Christmas and he was not paying attention again and scribbling on his little paper.
有一天在那个圣诞节附近的时候, 他也不再听我们讲, 然后再写他自己的东西。
And I was trying to decide, is this a battle I want to fight and tell him to put it away or should just let it go?
我在想是不是要叫他把那个东西放拿开, 或者就让他去。
And so as I was thinking about it, suddenly he takes this little piece of paper and he goes like this.
然后在我想的时候, 他就把那个纸就这样子递给我。
And he scribbles another one, hands it to Davina in the middle of class.
又写一些, 又给Davina, 给他。
And it just says, Merry Christmas, teacher, on it.
上面就说, 圣诞快乐, 老师。
But I realize, like, whether he's paying attention, whether he's learning English, just the fact that we're there and trying to care, he knows.
虽然他好像没有在听,
and so that spring semester, he asked if we would tutor him in English. I said, yes, of course.
我说当然可以了。
And so I went and taught in their little home, but it was really great because after I taught the 阿姨, she'd be like, do you want to stay for dinner?
在那边就在他家里教他呢，那个阿姨就说你们要不要在这边吃饭呢？
I was like, yeah, can I?
当然想了，可以。
And so I'll teach him and then eat dinner with these four boys and the auntie.
所以我们就教他们，然后就跟四个小孩子一起吃饭。
And I could see how she was training them how to live in basic life skills.
我就看到他妈妈就在怎么教导他们去活。
She would make like a little pineapple smoothie for herself. It's like a one cup thing. She'd show them all the ingredients and she's like, she makes it and she pours in her cup. She's like, this is mine. You guys can make your own.
然后就告诉他们怎么做这个果汁这整个步骤。
Okay. And, this is the Catholic Children's Home, one of the new places we work this year.
这是一个天主的儿童之家。
And have lots of other English teachers that come with us.
然后有其他的英文老师跟我们一起去。
And basically, no matter what, like, on their own, they just fall behind in school, in class, in English.
让他们自己去的话，他们就一直会退步。
But because we have like four teachers and seven kids, then we can basically tutor them through a lot of their work.
但是因为我们有四个老师，只有七个小孩子，我们就很可以帮助他们很多。
Yeah. And this one's the Buddhist home, Buddhist children's, Buddhist orphanage.
这个是就是幼儿园，不懂念那个字。
禅光幼儿园。
禅光。Okay, thank you.
Are you right? But it's actually a place that's been pretty close to us for the last 5-6 years, however long the teachers have been here, there.
这个在过去五六年，这个其实是不太让我们进去的地方。
But we have a New Year's Eve prayer meeting at our church, and one of the doctors, he was sharing about how he left the Christian hospital to go work at the Buddhist hospital.
在我们教会的过年的时候，我们有一个祷告，是希望可以进到这个地方。不是。
There was a doctor at our church, and he shared about how he left the Christian hospital to work at the Buddhist hospital.
Okay. 所以这个有一个医生在这个教会，他祷告可以，希望他可以进去这个地方。
And so this place was really on my heart, and that's the prayer I made that New Year's Eve.
但是这个学校一直在我的心里边，我很想去。
A couple of the teachers had started a program there, but they had to leave, and then so the program did not continue.
有几个老师想开始一些在那边有课，但是后来他们就要离开了。
And so, sure enough, as the spring semester came, the opportunity opened up.
当春天来的时候，那个机会就来了。
And it's a difficult place to work because of the environment. Some of the other homes, they're Christian, so it's different, but even with their Buddhist social workers, I've been able to find opportunities just to share about my life and about God, and it's been really amazing.
因为这个是一个Buddha 是佛教的一个环境，所以就比较难。他们的老师也是佛教的背景，所以有时候是比较难沟通。
And for this fall, a social worker asked me, "Can you come and teach all of our elementary school, not just the first and second grade?"
然后到秋天的时候，他们就问可不可以就来教更多的课，不只是这个小的。
And you can see they're very naughty and like to roll around on the ground and not listen, and you have to tell them to sit down all the time.
你看到他们是很顽皮，就有时候躺在地上，都是我们都要叫他们可以静下来。
And yet, being not a Christian home, we can see really how a little bit of love just captures their hearts.
因为他不是一个基督教的学校，所以就看到他们是很缺乏那个爱。
And sometimes if they learn no English, the whole class, it was unsuccessful, but at least like we know, they know we love them.
Yeah, 虽然有时候我们真的没教到他们什么英文，但是呢，他们会感受到我们的爱。
But also it's a place of spiritual warfare.
也是一个属灵征战的地方。
And so I realized I taught there every Wednesday night. I realized I'd go home.And like I look at Davina and be like, I'm just so tired and I have no energy and I don't want to do anything.
每次回来就是我会跟Davina说我很累，不想做别的事情。
I'm just feeling particularly physically exhausted every Wednesday.
在肉体上也是非常非常的累。
But then like I feel like when we're able to identify it, then we're able to pray for it.
但是我们可以跟他们认同的时候，我就可以为他们祷告。
And I also.Ask, would you please pray for us as we work at this place?
也是请你们可以为着这个地方为我们祷告。
This is a new boys' home that opened up this semester.
这是一个新的男子学校才开始的。
Usually, Davina teaches violin to kids who either they know that it's a privilege or their parents push them to practice or it's not. It's a. I don't know how to even say that. Maybe I'll say that again. Usually, Davina teaches violin to kids who are more privileged.
通常Davina会教他们这些孩子是比较有这个权利，环境比较好的。谢谢。
But and because of that, the kids are more motivated and their parents are very motivated.
就是这种原因，这个小孩子就会比较有比较好的那个动机，好的那个那个家长也是。
Yeah, but so the people who opened this home, they asked her if she would teach the boys violin.
所以那个开始创办这个学校的就问 Davina 可以教他们小提琴。
And it was very, very challenging.
是非常有挑战性的。
Because, in a sense, they don't know the value as much, and so maybe they're like swinging around the violin, or like, or just like threatening to break the bow in front of the teacher.
他们大概也不晓得这个小提琴的价值，有时候他们乱弄他们的琴跟他们那个弦。
And the first student was very spoiled.
然后第一个孩子是非常被宠坏的。
And so it was pretty difficult for the first month or two.
在第二个月是非常困难。
But even through those few months, you can see he changed a lot.
就算这几个月，我们也看到他们在改变。
And him constantly adjusting his behavior and learning to act better.
然后改变他们的那个行动，让他们可以做好一点。
Especially as they have Christian teachers who are constantly teaching them and sharing with them.
特别是有基督教的老师可以教他们做好。
Okay. And last place is 崇德 village.
第三个是崇德村。
Yeah, we've worked at many other villages which we still visit, but this one was kind of new this year.
我们去过很多不同的乡村，但是这个是新的。
And I thought, I've taught for 4 years, I've taught tons of different kids, I've taught in different environments, teaching in their elementary school for fourth graders, it shouldn't be a problem.
我想我教这个四年级的学生教了四年，应该没有太大的问题。
But this was the hardest class I had taught yet.
这个是是最难我教过最难的一个课。
They just wouldn't listen and they wouldn't learn and they sometimes want to learn but then they just can't behave so they can learn.
他们也不听，有时候不想学。
But at the same time, they love to see me, they want to play, and they want to talk to me throughout my whole class.
但是呢，他们又很喜欢看到我，要跟我玩，在整个课要跟我玩。
And but I also realize many of these kids, though they may be happy when they're playing with me, they come from many families where they have a lot of emotional issues.
他们但是很喜欢看到我，因为他们的家庭背景都是有很多问题的。
So sometimes they'll come in, they'll be angry with my whole class. And I'm like, is it me? But then I realize it's not.
有时候他们就来就很生气，我在想是不是我的问题，其实不是，就是他们家里的事情。
Or they'll just lie on the table, the whole class looking depressed and not really say or do anything.
或者他们就躺在桌子上什么都不做，也不说话。
And so I started to really treasure the time that I could play with them and just speak with them and love them a bit more.
所以我开始也是宝贝这个时间可以跟他们一些时间在一起。
And in this village, they want me to do a lot more, but I'm like, my time is limited.
这个乡村其实他们还要我做更多的，但是我没有这么多的时间。
Yeah, almost all these places you have to travel half an hour to an hour to get to from Hoyin City.
每个地方我们大概需要半个钟头到一个钟头才可以去得到。
And so a lot of our money goes towards car repairs and gas.
所以我们大部分的财务都是在修车啊，或者是汽油。
Okay. And so last point.
这个最后一个。
Every year, many things happen. So even though it looks like, oh, we're just working with these kids this year, working with these kids this year, but we get to see a lot of kids grow, a lot of kids move on, and a lot of programs develop.
所以每年我好像是就是在一些学生、一些孩子身上一直工作。
And so this year we have all of those teachers returning to Hualien.
今年我们有那四个学生四个老师他们会回去花莲。
And they all have a heart for missions, a heart for the gospel, a heart for kids.
他们都是有心继续为这个小孩子在那边工作。
And so I realized all these connections I made last spring, even though I said I only have these days, that I only have a limited days to teach, but as they came and served with me, they can take any of these classes, any of these programs and run with it.
以前我在想我只有这几天有空，现在他们来的话也可以，他们就每一个哪一个课他们都可以教。
And as we work together, then we can build each other on our strengths and learn from each other and really be able to expand and do more.
我们一起合作一起工作的时候就可以彼此可以有劝勉可以也是彼此有帮助。
And so this year I hope to be able to do a lot more.
所以我就希望今年我们就可以做更多的。
And another thing, I don't have a picture of it, but there are a couple kids that come with us to church every Sunday.
我没有那个照片有一些孩子他们会跟我们一起去教堂。
And one of the boys I'm really impressed. Usually we have to go and pick them up and take them, but he'll bike 20 minutes to church every Sunday.
有特别有个孩子，以前我们都是要特别去接他们，但是这个孩子愿意踩着脚踏车20分钟来教堂教会。
And so I said, well, if you come, then I will cook lunch for you.
我说你来的话，我们就帮你煮中饭。
But then I realized, now if you come, you will cook lunch for me.
现在我发觉哦，可以，你来的话，你可以帮我们做中饭。
And so first they said, we can't cook.
他们就说我们不会煮饭。
It's okay, I'll teach you.
我说可以，我们来教你。
So how do you cut the onion?
怎么煮洋葱
like this. How do you cut the green onion? Like this.
怎么切
And then the first day, one of the boys, he's kind of like, but after he finished, I made him cook the whole fried rice. I didn't touch it, I just told him what to do. And then after he's done, he took a picture. He's like, the fried rice I cooked.
有一天那个孩子在我就 没做就是告诉他怎么做炒饭他炒完以后他就照了一个照片这是我做的一个炒饭
And then in the afternoon I tell them they have to read the Bible they have to practice some musical instrument and do a little homework or studying
所以他们来的时候我们就要求他一定要读圣经然后做一些功课
Well, the motivation is because we can play video games after they're done.
他们的动力就是做完以后他们可以玩一些游戏。
And the first few times they've been like, can we play? I'm like, no, you didn't finish your three things.
开始的时候他们说我们可以现在就玩但是没有一定要做完事情。
But then after a few weeks of it, even one day I wasn't there, Dino's there, they just sit down and do their work first without me even asking them to.
有一天他们就自动在那边去做了。
And so,there's this material that we were introduced to by another missionary in Taiwan this year.
有一个课程是另外一个宣道是介绍给我们的。
And it's just a discipleship material that goes through all the basic doctrines, but there's Chinese English side by side.
这个是教我们怎么做门徒的，但是这个好处是它有中文、英文都在一起。
And so with these kids and maybe a few more, we're hoping that we can.Disciple many kids through it, and that they will be able to disciple kids after that.
我们希望就是这些比较早成长的，我们可以教他们用这个，然后训练他们，他们也可以训练别人。
And this is our car, still doing good, and always having too many people in it.
这是我们车子还可以开，就是很多人在里边就是了。
There's one time I took six teachers, and we're going to go to the village to play with the kids in the river.
有一次就带着六个老师去。跟那些小孩子去玩。
But that day we had to apply for permits, and then a bunch of six kids came with us to apply for the permits.
那天我们要有一个permit.
You had to write it on a piece of paper with your name, and they had to say, "Okay, you can go in."
要有一个准许才可以，要把名字写上去，他们才可以进去。
And then.So the policeman at the police station we're applying for it, and he's like, so what car are you taking these six adults and six kids into the village, into the river?
那个老有一个警察就来问你开什么车可以载这六个老师还有这个六个孩子
And yes, in Taiwan, if you have more than we seat seven, if you seat more than the thing, it is illegal.
在台湾如果是超过可以坐的就是不合法的
And I was like, oh no, I forgot about this part. So I was like, that car.
就说是那个车子哦
But we're in the village, so he's like, OK.
但是我们在乡村呢，后来警察说 OK 好了。
And so the car is really faithful in taking, whether it's bringing all of our coworkers to the places we serve or bringing kids around too.
所以那个车子还是很好的，我们可以带老师，也可以带学生。
Okay, the last thing is, oh, you can't even see them.
最后就是、这个、
These delinquents.
啊、哦，这些 delinquent 是不良少年。
Oh, 不良少年 works too, but.Some of these kids are the kids who graduated from the homes we worked with before.
有些他们已经毕业了，在这座校园里边毕业了。
I think this is the hardest problem that we so far do not have a way to help with.
这是我们现在最大的困难，不晓得怎么继续帮助他们。
So with all these homes, usually when they turn 18 or graduate from high school, they have to leave.
这些学员通常到了18岁，从中学毕高中毕业，你们就要离开。
And they may have some like government social workers who are.Able to help them, but whether they are willing to go ask for help is another matter.
政府有一些社工可能可以帮助他们，但是他们不一定愿意去要求他们去帮。
And especially if they are orphans or have no family left, they really have no support after they leave.
特别他们有些是孤儿，他们离去以后就没有人再可以支持他们。
And so this group here, we saw when we were walking down the street one day.
所以这一群有一天我们在路上走就看到他们了。
And they always get back together because they're like brothers to each other.
他们自己是这一群就好像兄弟一样。
But they're not able to keep jobs.
他们没有办法一直在做一份工。
And they do drink and smoke.
他们也喝酒也抽烟。
And we invite them to go to church and they said maybe but if they know their lives aren't doing well they're too embarrassed to show up.
他们我们请他们到教会，他们说可能吧。然后他们如果他们生活情况不太好，他们也是有点不想看到我们。
And so we keep in contact with them, and sometimes we feed them big pans of brownies and noodles when they come over hungry.
所以我们还是有一些联络，有时候他们就会来在我们就煮东西给他们吃。
And we continue to pray for them because we know that God is always watching over them.
我们继续也为他们祷告，我们知道神还是在看顾他们。
But at the same time, as we see these kids of ours that are about to graduate or in high school already,
另外就看到有一些就快要毕业的学生。
I've been asking this year, what can we do for them?
我在一直就问了，我们今年可以为他这一群人做什么？
And through sharing with many friends this summer.And we just keep talking about we need a transition house.
就跟很多同工一起在这个暑假分享，我们需要一个过渡的中途，像中途之家这样子。
We need a place where they know if they fail, they can come back no matter what.
他们需要一个地方，他们可以知道可以有什么事情他们可以回来。
And a place where people will continue to encourage them to do the right thing.
然后有个地方有一些人可以一直鼓励他们去做对的事情。
To stick with their jobs and to make right choices and to stay connected with the church.
然后继续做他们要做的工作，不要离开那些工作或者去教，可以继续去教会。
Because these kids, before they leave, they're really good kids.
因为在他们离园的时候，他们都是很好的孩子。
They're obedient and they love to sing.
他们也顺服，也很喜欢唱歌。
And they're full of hope and fear about their future.
他们也很有希望，看到他们将来有希望，但是也有害怕。
But after they leave without any support, it's really easy just to go down the wrong path.
但是他们离开以后如果没有什么支持的地方，他们就很容易就流浪了。
And so this is something that I've been praying about over the summer and will continue to pray about, but I know that God has something in store for them.
所以这一件事我在这个暑假一直为祷告，希望神可以开一些路，在这方面可以帮助他们。
Okay, I'll end with a Bible verses.
我结束用一段经文。
These are the verses that, in a sense, are my calling for all these kids that we work with.
这个是
Chinese. Isaiah 58.
在以赛亚五十八章。
8 through the end, kind of.
第八节左右。
Is this not the fast that I choose?
这个是不是我所选的一个禁食吗 ？Yes,
Or do you want to get a Bible? Someone will give you one.
I need my phone.
Okay, I'll read a few verses really fast. Verse 8. Is this not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse 10, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in the darkness and your gloom be as a noonday, and the Lord will guide you continually. And then verse 12, it says, and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in.
第八节都是这个，你是从第几节开始读
？58:6. 6. 6. Sorry.
我们所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下轭上的缩，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的轭吗？不是把你们的饼分给饥饿的人吗？将漂流的穷人接到你们家中吗？见侧身的给他衣服遮体吗？顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？这样你们的光就必发现如早晨的光，你们所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义必在你面前行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾，那时你求告耶和华必应允，你呼求他必说我在这里。你若从中间除掉重恶和指责人的指头，并发恶言的事，你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。到第四节了。还有十一、十二节，耶和华也必时常引导你。在干涸之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮，你必像浇灌的院子，又像水流不绝的泉源。那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁垒带的根基，你必称为补破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
And so I know God's promises is that He is always renewing and rebuilding and repairing wherever we work.
我知道神的应许就是他一直会重造建造，然后让我们可以有居住。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢。
好，因为今天时间不多，还有。弟兄姊妹要分享452首，我们从 Carissa 她的分享里面，我们看到神的信实不只是在过去，但在将来神还是信实，还是会。我们唱452首。
我想就跟着 Carissa 的分享，我觉得有分享一下两个星期我到跟着他们这个一对兴旺爱的那个，他们有一个 tour， 有一个旅游是从台湾来到西雅图，然后去到加拿大的温哥华 Vancouver， 然后回到西雅图，然后再去 Sacramento， 再去 San Jose、San Francisco。 所以我就有这个机会，他们既然来到美国，我没有回去台湾一阵子，来到美国，所以我就有机会，我就问 Carissa 是不是会跟他们一起，然后也得到那边的那个coordinator， 那个我们就可以一起，他也让我们一起参加，所以我就很快有几点我有一些分享了。他们最主要，我想也不是最主要，有一个很特别的是这些小孩子们就去那个 Mount Baker， Mount Baker 是在 Washington State， 那个是蛮高的一个山，他们给他有一个挑战，就是他们要踩这个独轮车，把他一直踩到山顶去他们说要攻顶哈。你看到这个路是蛮斜的上去开车走路都已经不简单，他们是独轮车上去这是我是有一些照片。然后这个是他们继续踩上去的一个照片。那个为什么他们要这样做我会解释我先给大家看一下，这个是整个团队这个是黄牧师跟黄师母，他黄牧师就是在那边是总干事，是更新学院，就是有一些在以前背景不好的后来把他们更新了所以兴旺爱也是他更生更生团契的一个总干事，所以那个兴旺爱也是其中他开始的一个这边有他，然后有几个老师了，三个男的老师，我以前都不是太认识他们，但是就因为他们我们到大概8-9个教会去那边，他们给见证唱诗歌，然后表演独轮车然后我就听到一些见证，我以前没听过，这些老师其实都是坐过监牢吸过毒，然后后来被更生以后，然后愿意在这个服侍这些小孩子，因为这黄牧师他有个目的就是不要到了出事以后再去帮助他们，希望可以在孩子还年轻的时候就是 prevent 不要让他们走岔。所以这一对是孩子都在这边，老师在后边，有一些其他的同工然后有一个那个黄牧师有一次就解释怎么带孩子，他怎么带这些小孩子，他就是给了三点我觉得这个很好的一个三点，他说就是一个就是陪伴他们，陪伴这些小孩子，另外就是要磨练他们第三就是为他们做榜样。我在想那有时候我就是花了2个礼拜告假，然后花了一些钱，然后就花了很多时间，为什么我要去陪着这个小孩子，就是我想就是第一点，因为我也没有办法去帮助这些小孩子去磨练他们或做他们的榜样，但是总是这2个礼拜我就陪伴这10个从兴旺爱学院出来的10个孩子，就陪伴他们在一起所以这是我是可以做到这一点，就是也没有太多时间也不是整年，可能他们老师们他们在那边社工就可以陪伴他们多一点时间，但是我所做的只可以花2个礼拜时间，甚至跟他们一直走也没有自己的时间去做我自己的事情所以大概这个是陪伴的那一方面，然后另外就是磨练，是这个我想这个独轮车非常难的一个事情，就是磨练他们他们有几次去不同的地方就踩独轮车有一次我们记得就是还带他们跑错路了，他们还是要跑了大概要1个多钟头以后才找回来找对了路，所以他们还是可以做得到，这个对他们我想是也是对小孩子是很有帮助的一个事情 那些老师们也是跟他们住在一起的，不只是说到白天来教你们，或者他们就是有一家一家老师就跟孩子一起住。下一个，所以有一次那边有一个教会梁牧师在那边接待我们，他就跟他们那边的教会设了一个退休会大概是两个晚上，就有一些年轻人在一起，然后就跟着这个兴旺爱的那个孩子们在一起，所以这是很好一个connection， 很好一个交通的时间这个是其中有一天，就他那个梁牧师就把 Carissa 叫去说，明天你要分享你为什么去花莲的地方所以这个是那天他在分享。我为什么把这放上来，因为这个很有趣那天分享以后呢，本来是晚上有一个钟头的时间我都会去跟孩子们一起去打球啊，或者去一起玩，那那天我要正下聚会完以后我要去跟他们去玩的时候，就有三个妈妈就把我叫着不让我下去，她说他们说要跟我谈一下，因为那天刚好她讲完见证，他们也很对 Carissa 怎么她可以愿意有这个心去到花莲，他们就觉得很稀奇，就把我抓住我就不肯放，就问我你怎么教你的孩子让他有这样子的心。我第一个反应就是说我真的没有什么特别好的地方，没有什么好处，也没有什么特别教的他们就是神的怜悯，他们就愿意这样做，所以我就这样回答他们。他说我不喜欢这个答案，再给我一些对的答案。所以我就想了一下，就我在想到底为什么他们愿意有这样的心因为我知道他们那边的跟我们大概都是 Asian parent， 就是东方的老虎爸爸老虎妈妈都是逼得很强的，所以我就也不太好意思说你们不要逼孩子只逼得这么厉害嘛就好了嘛但是你逼的事情是逼什么事情，是你的学业吗，还是你要他们出人投递，是你的音乐你的运动还是什么样其实我没有讲，后来是 Carissa 你说你要这样子告诉他们，以后就不要逼孩子去读书就好了那我也不敢这样说well anyway 后来我就想到就是黄牧师所说的，你就是要陪伴你的孩子，你就是要当然可以磨练，因为你是家长嘛，可以磨练，可以做他们的榜样所以大概我在这方面就跟他们说了，我们最注重的不是他们学业，不是他们什么，就是在神里面你要给他们什么，这是应该是我们最重要的事情嘛。所以我就跟他这样讲了以后然后今天我来的时候跟 Jerry 来到这边，他就提醒我，他好像说以前我们有用过这一句经文就是这是很容易找，这是旧约最后一节圣经马来基书第四章第六节他比死父亲的心转向女儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。其实这个就是很真的事情我有跟这三个妈妈说你们最主要是你们的心要转向孩子，然后有一个很敞开的一个沟通的地方，他们有什么事情就可以跟你分享跟你讨论，所以这个然后你自己如果是走得对的话，他们就不会怎么走错然后我在想因为我知道 Carissa 回来比较长的时间，我知道他有心愿意去，有时候我们在想我们应该做什么，我们应该可以在哪里可以做宣道的事情，其实很多时候就是已经有的事情，已经有一些神开的路你就去参与嘛如果是你没有自己的一个意向，没有一个新的开始，孩子们已经有他们的一个事情，有一些 事工在那边，我就去参与，所以这个是很好的机会，我这两个礼拜就可以跟着他一起去看看他。其实这些孩子我都认识，那些男孩子就很久以前我就认识啊，但是我就跟着他，有新的孩子就认识他们那边的孩子，他们每个人的情况呀，所以就我就是这样子跟那个孩子，然后很快一个钟头过了，他们那个孩子们玩上来，怎么我都还没有下去，就是我就想到这方面，就是啊，或者也是鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果你要你的孩子以后有心向神，我想就把我们的 focus， 我们注意力就放在神那边，当然不是也不顾我们的学业，但是我觉得那些事情很自然的就会做成啊，神也不会让我们的孩子们就是一事无成的啊。谢谢。
I think you can just stand here. 可以吗？先补充一下，我觉得就是那些阿姨们问我爸爸这个问题，我很同意，就是我爸爸妈妈真的，Let me try again. 我爸爸妈妈真的，我觉得他们让我们知道生命最重要的点在哪里，然后就是认识耶稣。然后扶持他 ，and I feel like that's the reason. It doesn't matter like when your life is right with God, God will take you to do anything. It doesn't mean that your kids are going to become missionaries necessarily, but I think that is the most important thing in life. Yeah. So and then oh and then Krista wrote me a little note. She said she didn't tell her dad this. Oh, look at the word I'm trying to go. Kind of awkward. Didn't tell her dad yet, but one of the reasons why Carissa wanted our dad to go with her on the trip with the boys is because she wanted those boys to see what a like great dad's 榜样是什么 like the example of a great dad.
是有点 awkward 要翻译这个。他们没有告诉我 Carissa 要我跟着他去。一方面是要让这些孩子们看到一个做爸爸的一个榜样啊，或者我 I want to 补充一点 too， 有一个孩子在那边我很喜欢的啊，他今年17岁，很快就要离园了。他我第一次认识他 ，Davina Carissa 告诉我，他这个特点是，人家又问他你将来要做什么？你将来要做什么？他的答案是。我要做一个，
他要做一个好爸爸，
因为他自己没有爸爸。
他很帅，那个孩子很帅。
因为他自己没有爸爸，所以他说他要将来要做一个好爸爸，所以我是对这个孩子一直就很注意。
There's no chance of me not crying from Jerry coming up. I saw her in the back and I just grabbed the box.
我想我一定会哭了，从 Jerry 开始就一直在哭，所以这边有那个 tissue paper.
So it'd be more fun if I just stood up here and told stories.
可能在这边我是讲故事比较容易。
But I have some things that I've put on my heart to share.
但是有一些在我心里我想分享的。
So, in Israelites' history, every seventh year is supposed to be a Sabbath year.
在以色列的历史，每七年是应该是一个安息年。
I don't understand enough about the like biblical history and the text or anything to talk about that.
我对历史不是他们的历史不是太懂，所以我不讲那个。
But this was my seventh year in Taiwan.
但是今年在过去这年是我第七年。
And then during my sixth year, I was reading in Leviticus about it.
在我第六年的时候，我从利未记读到一些经文。
And on top of that, the past years in my life have been so busy. I know God's been telling me you need to
your life needs to turn around.
我也知道我过去那这么多年是这么忙的一个地步，神是告诉我要安静下来。
At one point, I was involved in 20 different, like jobs and ministries.
有一个时间我有20个工作或者是事工。
And it's not like 20 students. It's like all my students counts as one.
不是只是二十个学生啊，这二十个学生可能就是一个工作。
Yeah, and all the young people at our church in Hualien be like, 红姐，你三十了，你不要结婚吗？hey, Davina, you're getting old. Aren't you going to get married? It's all the young people, like the teenagers in the church. And I was like, yeah. I want to get married. I want to have my own kids. And they're like, So,
他们有时候就说你这么忙，你不要结婚吗？但是我就想啊，是，我会要结婚的。
And through a series of circumstances, a friend told me, "You got to make it a priority."
有一次有机会，有一个朋友告诉我，你要把这个做是最优先的。
Yeah, and on top of that, I just know my life pace is not healthy.
我也知道我那时候的那个生活的步骤是不是很健康。
And I pulled everybody else into this pace of life.
不止这样子，我把其他在旁边的人也拉到同样的一个生活。
We actually really fortunate. We have our friends visiting. They're from different years in Taiwan, but they all overlapped.
我们今天也很高兴，我们有不同的有朋友来这边看我们，他们就是不同年数、不同的年跟我们在一起工作的。
Yeah, so they know what I'm talking about, and they were really our support all these years too.
他们知道我在讲什么，他也是过去这么年多年在支持我们的。
So this year, today I want to share a little bit about my year.
所以现在我想分享一下我今年的特别的地方。
So when I told everybody it's my seventh year, supposed to be a Sabbath year, they said you're going to take a Sabbath in Hualien.
我就告诉他们我是这是西年，我他们就说你在花莲过西年吗？
你要安息年在花莲吗？
安息年
，Yeah, and it's like that's impossible.
这是他们说这个不可能的。
But I know that God gave me two purposes for this year.
我神给我有两个目的在今年的时候。
And the first one is here.
第一个就在这个上面。
If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, I have a Chinese name.
Oh,
yeah. If you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. 要念吗？
不需要念。
Okay, 好。So last year when we came back, I don't know if you guys remember, but both Carissa and I were very tired.
我记得去年我们回来的时候 ，Carissa 跟我都非常的累。
Even coming up to share, both of us, I don't want to do it. You do it. I don't want to do share.
去年我们上来要分享的时候，我们都两个人都不说我不要上来。
Not because nothing happened, but we were tired.
不是说没有事情发生，只是我们真的很累。
But God really like started working in me to change my schedule, basically, my life.
神就开始就改变我的那个时间表。
And when I decided, okay, God, I'll take a Sabbath year. I don't know what that means if I'm not supposed to work or whatever, but I know I want to do something.
我就跟神说 ，Yeah, 我也不晓得要做什么，我知道应该是安息，我们就看吧。
And so almost immediately.I got phone calls. I started losing students.
好像就立刻我就得有一些人在打电话给我说，我就开始失去我的学生了。
I got a little bit depressed. I thought I was a bad teacher.
我有点忧郁，我觉得我是一个不好的老师。
But I also knew that it's probably time I can like reevaluate my teaching and see like what I need to change and how I need to grow.
因为我也时常看我能不能够使我的教书可以有进步，怎么样可以成长？
And of course, so God taught me a lot and did a lot in my life. But I want to share one thing in particular.
我知道神就在这方面教导我很多，但是有一点我想分享的。
Well, I think one of the first things is that God wanted me to learn that the work is not mine, it's His.
神第一件要告诉我，那个些工作不是我的，是神的。
And when we give tithe, when we honor the Sabbath, that's always a reminder to us, a time for us to remember actually, that that is all God's. The money is God's, everything is His, as well as the time and the work.
当我们十一奉献或者我们守安息日的时候，就是要告诉我们这些都是神的，不是我们的。
So this year has been a time where God has really dug out a lot of things in my heart.
所以这年神就从我的心里把很多东西挖出来。
Some of the darkest and weakest parts of me.
我心里最黑暗的或者是最软弱的那些都拿出来。
And it's painful, but it's really good.
虽然是很痛苦，但是是很好的。
So, first, I want to read this. Oh, it's this passage in Numbers, where the Israelites are supposed to go into the land of Canaan.
这是在民数记约书亚他们应该是进去迦南地的。
And God said, "This land is yours. Go in and conquer it."
那神说这是你的地，进去把它战胜。
And when I first went to Taiwan, I was like, yeah, that's us. We're going into Taiwan. We're going to conquer it.
我开始去台湾就说，哎，这就是我要去进去所可以拿的地。
But you know, when you get tired or you worry,
当你累了，你就担心了。
And you see all the giants in the land.
你就看到那些巨人在里面。
So, Moses sent spies into the land.
所以摩西就送这些探子进去。
And the spies came back.
探子回来了。
And he's like, "The land's beautiful."
有些说这个地很美。
The grapes are so big, you have to have two people carry them on sticks.
有些葡萄这么大，要两个人才扛得起。
But the people are like giants.
但是那些人是一巨人来的。
And it's impossible. We can't. We're like grasshoppers to them.
我们没办法，我们像那个蝗虫、跳蚤啊。
That works.
Small enough.
But Caleb was the one who stood up.
但是加勒是他就站起来说。
He said, "But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up to the land where we are more than able to conquer it.'"
加勒在摩西面前使众人镇静，说：“我们立刻上去占领那地吧，因为我们必能得胜。”
From Caleb's life, there's three points I want to pull out. And the first one is that he did not look at those giants.
从加勒我们可以看三点。第一，他没有看到那些是巨人。
He saw God's promise.
他只是看到神的应许。
No matter how impossible it looked.
虽然是很不可能的事情。
He saw God's promise and was speaking hope into people's lives.
他看到神的应许，就把希望讲到人的心上。
So first, this is not like me at all. I'm not like this at all.
我不是像他这样子的。
I'm really pessimistic.
我是非常
realistic. I'm really realistic.
非常实际的。
And I always see all the problems.
我看到一些问题。
So like those pictures of me teaching violin.
看那些我在教小提琴的时候。
More than once this year, I like whatever that is, or those like little gangster kids there. I look at this problem.
我看到他们就是那些不好的少年，我就觉得都是问题。
I don't get depressed. I complain and I just think this is impossible. I don't do this.
我就会觉得哎，我不能做这个事情。
Like the kid that was playing violin, the first kid.When the home opened up, there was only him, just one kid.
那个第一个学生是当那学校开始就只有他一个学生。
And Chris and I would travel an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes. Both of us would go up just to work with one kid.
我们当初就去大概要一个钟头四十分钟，我们两个都上去就为着这一个小孩子。
And teach him and then come back an hour 40 minutes.
然后教又回来又是这么长的时间。
He's ungrateful.
他不有信用。
He steals the teacher's money, not our money, but stole another teacher's money.
他就偷别的老师的钱。
And did all sorts of bad stuff. And when you walk in, he's just like, his terrible attitude.
他就是不是一个好学生, 你进去就看到他有不好的态度。
看到就讨厌的。 And super, super smart, too.
他是非常聪明的孩子。
很精。 And so, and just, oh, and he has a problem with girls. He doesn't know his mom, so he has an issue like respecting girls.
他就是对女人就是有问题。
And I just, after 2 weeks, I was like, this is a waste of time.
所以两个礼拜后觉得这是浪费时间。
Giants, giants.
就是那些巨人。
And then Carissa one day, I was just like in my room, I didn't want to hear her like positive words.
然后 Carissa 她有很正面的, 但是我那天不想听,我就关着门不听。
She's like, you're bitter.
所以有苦读的心。
And then she drew me this drawing.
她就画了一个巨人。
Yeah, Katie's legacy. And she drew these little stick people.
他就讲的,画了一些人。
Stick people, yeah, okay, anyway. And then the stick people, they said like, oh, it's too impossible. The kids are terrible. There's not enough money.
So, 就画了这些一些巨人,然后一些小的人, 这个是不可能的事情。
And a lot of complaining words.
有很多那个埋怨。
And over here, there's a mountain.
然后有一个大山。
And on the other side is the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey.
然后那边就画了迦南有一些, milk and honey, 那个牛奶之地。
She's reminding me that this is the lesson that God's been teaching me, started last December.
所以这个就提醒我, 这个是神教导我的一个功课。
Seize God's promises.
看到神的应许。
Hold on to hope in impossible situations.
就是抓着神的应许在甚至在不可能的时候。
This passage is a little bit longer. I'll just summarize it. You can read it. But basically, when the Israelites... So even though Caleb said this, the Israelites still didn't listen.
虽然加勒是这样说,但是那些以色列还是不听。
And they're like, this is impossible, we can't do this. They're going to kill us.
这不可能了,他们会把我们杀掉了。
Really felt like I was going to die sometimes when I went to teach them.
有时候我去教他们,教孩子的时候,是也觉得我是要死了。
And so they didn't want to go. They didn't want to conquer the land.
是这些以色列人不想去。
And then Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes.
然后摩西、亚伦、那个加勒跟约书亚就把衣服就撕裂了。
And they pleaded with the people.
他就求这些人。
They said, the land is good.
这个地很好。
God has given it to us.
神已经给我们了。
Just don't rebel against God.
不要反叛神。
What they had in their hearts, they feared God. They fear God, not man.
他们在他们的心，他们是敬畏神，不是人。
They feared rebelling against God.
他们害怕反叛神。
They weren't afraid of those giants.
他们不害怕那些巨人。
God is bigger than the giants. God is bigger than the giants.
神比那些巨人更大。
And I realize my fears.
所以我发觉我的那个惧怕
are my lack of trust in God.
是因为我对神不够信心。
I've seen God do so many amazing things.
已经看到神做了这么多奇妙的事。
And still I feel like these giants are too big.
但还是觉得这些巨人是太大了。
And I realize I have fears in so many ways and so many areas.
然后我就发觉我有惧怕在不同的方面。
And so basically God's reminding me who he is.
所以神就提醒我他是谁。
And my fear should not be of those things that are impossible that he's told me to do.
我就是可以战胜这些我惧怕的事。
But to really have a fear of God for the missions He's given me.
然后，啊、应该是啊、敬畏神，不是敬怕这些巨人。
Okay, and the last one.
那最后。
This is after Joshua and Caleb had to wait many, many years.
这是啊、加勒跟约书亚是等了很多年。
Because God said this generation is not going to go into the land because of your lack of faith.
因为神说这个时代、这个世代是不能看到这个迦南地的。
Except for Joshua and Caleb.
除了那个加勒跟约书亚。
So basically, all their friends died.
所以他们的朋友都死了。
And they waited a long time.
他们等了很久的时间。
And now God says, "Go, you're old. Now let's go."
然后神现在说，你现在进去，他们都老了。
And they conquered the land.
嗯，他们就战胜那地。
And after a lot of conquering.
经过很多的那个征战。
Caleb comes to Joshua and says this.
然后加勒就来约书亚那边就这样说。
Because Moses had promised him, surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.
Oh, oh, didn't have Chinese. 就 你脚踏过的地都必归你和你的子孙的产业，直到永远，因为你完全顺服耶和华我的神。
And behold, I am this day 85 years old.
他说今天我是85岁。
I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me.
我今天还是强壮，就像摩西派我去的那一天。
My strength now is as my strength was then.
我的力量怎么样？我现在我的力量还是怎么样？
Caleb was strong till he was 85 and he continued to conquer.
加勒到85岁还是很强壮，能够去战胜这些地方。
And sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm getting older.
有时候我也想，我也是啊，年纪大了一点了。
Okay, I didn't go with Carissa to those little kid homes.
然后Carissa就去小孩子的那个学校。
Oh, the energy for them.
我没有精力去那个地方。
But Caleb was faithful, and God gave them strength.
加勒是他有那个忠诚，一直在做。
I hope that also means I won't老as quick.
然后希望我也不会这样老这么快。
So this year, the person on that God has given me to be is Caleb.
然后神让我就是要像加勒一样。
To focus on to see God's promise, to cling to it.
然后看到神的应许，然后就抓住那个应许。
To fear God and not man.
然后惧怕神，不是惧怕人。
And to stay strong.
然后继续有强壮。
Yeah, and I know that God really is working in me to live like this in every area of my life.
然后神是要我在我生命的每一方面都是要这样做。
Whether it's those 不良少年, those delinquents, or the Elan home with the really stinky, snotty kid, he's really gotten a lot better. And, or getting married, I'm scared. I'm not saying I'm getting married yet. I'm too scared to get married yet.
无论是在那个不良少年或者是在或者是要结婚，我不是说我要结婚，就是可能也有惧怕那个方面。
Yeah. Or to raise my own kids and have a family.
或者是要抚养我自己的孩子，有一个家。
All those things seem daunting and really impossible.
这些都像很不可能的事情。
But I know that God's given His promises.
但神已经给我这个应许。
Thank you.
啊，谢谢。
很多美好的见证，也感谢 Teresa Teresa 讲他们都为神做美好的见证，也特别讲到加勒的信心呀，想大家弟兄姊妹也很关心啊，杨毅，所以我也借一点时间啊，想我首先感谢万神的那个拯救的爱，因为是想也5月15号到现在也啊，哇，很快3个多月，但完大家也都知道那一天实在是啊，神接着两一步一步，我们也知道，只要有任何一个环节出了错，真的慢一些吧，情况完全不一样。也很感谢弟兄姊妹们的爱，想真是这些日子啊，弟兄姊妹们给很多的这些关爱，很多的食物、祷告。我也记得我15号回来，也有弟兄在那里一直陪伴啊，然后也有很多弟兄姊妹啊，给我们很多的话语的鼓励啊，实在很感谢主。我想我也学到，我也一点点时间，我也知道很快。我想我只想讲两个，一个是在这里面我也学到一些爱的服侍，想在这里面啊不容易，但是是学习那个爱的服侍啊。我也很感谢主，主也真的是有预备。刚才通尼弟兄他们唱那个神的心思和广大，我想那也是我在那时候唱的一首诗歌。有一段时间然后感谢主，后来想大家都，我想在杨一的这一段病里面他有几个阶段，一个阶段是从大概前面3个星期，因为前面几天他还有反应，但后面有2个多星期他就是叫他 squeeze hand 什么他都没有反应，那个是真的是很黑暗的一段时间。都感谢主，主真的借着很多弟兄姊妹们很多的话来鼓励我，让我里面有盼望，让弟兄姊妹们也送了很多这些饭菜。然后第3个星期到第9个星期，我想感谢主，主也把我的一个干姐就派到这里来啊，我想他来过这里一次，许多弟兄姊妹也见过他，想那一段时间他真的是给我很大的帮助啊。但后来啊，他说要走，我很不舍得啊，但奇怪主却把那个平安放在我里面。我想这就是这里所讲，他说凡所需你的圣手都预备完全。主也真有预备，特别第3节他说你的赦免所赐平安和喜，他说那个 peace 的 endure 还说是你的同在和所赐的安抚引导。在那时候就只读有一段，后来杨毅又可以有一段时间可以弹琴，所以也感谢主，在那里每一天我们就是有一段时间他可以用左手或者右手在弹琴，其中一首这就是他弹的。然后神也很奇妙，接着他弹琴也让我能里面重新得到更新。他第3节他说 Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide， 他说是你的同在和所赐的安抚和引导。所以那个时候真的是经历神许多的恩典，他说今日的力量和明日光明的盼望也是神所赐给的。 虽然我那个时候真很舍不得他走，但他还是要走。我也很感谢主，但神真的是做事，他有他的阶段。他走了之后，有一个月我还在 Madonna 那个 Rehab Hospital， 但后来就只有我们两个人。但我感谢主，因为那一个月的时间，只有我们两个人。但我觉得主好像补给我们一个蜜月。我也带他走路。那里有个，那个是 Madonna， 是一个也是一个 Catholic 的一个rehab， 然后他那里有一个神父，我陪他走路，他就跟我开玩笑，他说你们好像在跳舞一样。那我们后来我也觉得真的，虽然扶他走路也不容易，但后来真的就是跟他唱歌，也跟他就是真的就是好像在跳舞，好像主也把一个蜜月补给我们。在学习服侍的时候，好像以前孩子长大我也没学会跟孩子穿鞋，但后来会学会哦，跟洋衣穿鞋，还有许多的事，我才明白很多事情真的是神的旨意，是高过我们的旨意。他也让我们在这里面来经历他是那一位真实。前面也还有许多的路要走，我感谢神，他也借着德比娜，我想刚才所分享是有很多事，但我们要去 overcome 呀。我想就是特别再感谢弟兄姊妹。我想在 Nebraska 的 Lincoln Nebraska 那段日子，也认识到教会是基督的身体。那里许多弟兄姊妹，他们也为我们祷告，他们也为我们送一些饭食，看到基督的身体。我们虽然一点都不认识他，但他们却为我们也做了。而且每一次弟兄姊妹来看，都觉得是神有一步一步的带领，实在很感谢主，也谢谢你们。我也知道时间快就到，但真的就是求主纪念，我想你们呀这些许多的付出，许多的祷告呀，你也会在这里呀，然后一同也是来真是在经历神的这样的恩典呀，也谢谢。